Sea Alaska Corporation would get land within the Tongass National Forest for logging in a bill that's moving quickly in the final days of Congress. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, the long-awaited Sea Alaska bill is one piece of a public lands package that's been added to a must-pass defense bill.
The bill would turn over about 70,000 acres of the Tongass National Forest to Sea Alaska, mostly for logging and development. Sea Alaska has been pressing Congress for such a bill for years to complete its land selections under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Jaylene Arujo, Sea Alaska General Counsel, is pleased but cautious.
Well, we haven't had activity on our bill since they both passed through the committees of the House and the Senate. They've been waiting for well over a year, probably a year and a half, since we've had any action on them. So for us, we're just happy to have some movement.
Nationally, the bill moves 110,000 acres out of national control, enables a controversial copper mine in Arizona, and expands a BLM program to streamline drilling permits. Outside of Alaska, it also establishes more than 200,000 acres of wilderness and designates new national parks. Senator Lisa Murkowski says it's the culmination of weeks of negotiations. Leaders of both parties in the House and Senate have approved the deal. If it passes, it will be the most extensive public lands legislation to become law in years. Murkowski spokesman Robert Dillon says the package has widespread support in Congress because it includes a variety of measures that appeal to different lawmakers.
This is, you know, it's a large, comprehensive package, but it really strikes a good balance between, you know, conservation. There's wilderness bills in here, there's new parks, and economic opportunity and development.
The collection of land bills came together just this week, but Dillon says all of the elements have been thoroughly discussed in public.
Sea Alaska especially. I mean, Sea Alaska had 7 years of public process.
Dillon says the bill will serve as a bridge as Southeast Alaska lessens its reliance on old-growth harvest.
The Sea Alaska bill will help keep the timber industry alive while the Forest Service moves over to a second growth strategy. It will give the timber mills in Alaska enough timber for the future to get through.
The Sea Alaska transfer divides environmental groups. While the bill conveys 70,000 acres on Prince of Wales and other islands, it also conserves more than 150,000 acres of the Tongass for salmon habitat and wildlife. The Alaska Wilderness League sees that as significant. But Ethan Manuel, who has been fighting the Sea Alaska bill for years on behalf of the Sierra Club, says it's little consolation.
Even though the bill did get a little bit better, the fact that it privatizes part of the Tongass National Forest is a deal-breaker for the Sierra Club.
Manuel, though, says he sees no chance of stopping the bill now.
This is a really historic win for Senator Murkowski. She got, this is a very odd difference, so the fact that that Sea Alaska is going to be allowed to operate outside of the boundaries of ANSCA is a pretty good plume in their hat.
The Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act promised acreage to Alaska Native corporations, and Senator Murkowski says her bill fulfills that commitment to the shareholders of Sea Alaska. In what could be taken as a sign of its balance, the bill is opposed by both the Sierra Club and the Competitive Enterprise Institute, which complains it would lock up federal land in western states. The House is expected to pass the bill tomorrow, and then it moves to the Senate. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.